Our second guest this morning is here with us in the studio, and she has brought company. Dori Schofield is our old friend, the executive director of Save a Pet Animal Rescue in Port Jeff Station. First of all, thanks so much for joining us again today. We're happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you've brought with us a new guest and apparently a new member of your family, too. Introduce us to Rocco.
This is Rocco. He's a 3-year-old Neapolitan Mastiff that came to me via the Hempstead Shelter. I have a great volunteer at the Hempstead Shelter that calls me whenever they need help. And Rocco was in bad shape, very bad shape. He had a big swollen head, a gigantic infection that was so big we thought he had a tumor on his face. He was emaciated. He had parasites. He was just a big mess. We had him vetted, and he's neutered now. His face looks so much better. I need to put about 50 pounds on him, but I'm keeping him because he is just the epitome of a rescue dog. I love Mastiffs, and he's just so wonderful with people. I want to bring him to the schools, teach kids about what we do, education, and he's a big dog, and they can be intimidating, and I want people to know what wonderful, wonderful dogs. Don't be afraid of Rocco.
Well, I can vouch he is very sweet, very mellow, and he's young, right? About 3 years
old? Yeah, he's only about 3 years old.
So it's not like he's older, and that's why he's mellow. He's just a mellow dog. This is how he is.
Fairly mellow breed, Neapolitan Mastiffs. They're a big lumbering breed, so they are fairly mellow.
Now, we can't sugarcoat it. If you're going to bring a dog of this size into your home, they're a bit of work, and you really have to, you know, want a breed like this.
Absolutely. They are one of the drooling breeds.
Right.
He shakes his head, it's slapped to the ceiling.
Oh.
So if you're a neat freak, this is not your breed.
Yeah, that's for sure. So it must be hard to adopt out dogs like Rocco, unfortunately.
It is tough, and I knew he would be tough. I was going to foster him till he was available for adoption, but I'm going to keep him. I had Neapolitan Mastiffs in the past, and he requires a lot of medical needs too, which I'm always up for. And so he fits in too with my other two Italian Mastiffs.
Yeah, well, there are always those larger breeds. I know your shelter is full of them and all the shelters on Long Island. So
yes,
anyone who's even thinking about it should probably go to your website or give you a call, and you can talk to them a little about what goes into keeping a breed like this.
Absolutely. They're a lot of work, but they are so worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we invited you here today because there's a lot going on at Save a Pet. Your shelter's located up in Port Jeff Station, and one of the things you're working on right now is you're getting ready for your big annual event, Hounds on the Sound, which is coming up June 6th. It's in Port Jeff Village. Tell us a little bit about some of the planning and what you're expecting at the event this year.
The Hounds on the Sound, this will be our 11th annual Hounds on the Sound, I believe. I can't believe we've done so many. It's a great day. It's a family day. It's a fun day. It's a dog walk in Port Jefferson Village. We walk all around the village. We make everybody now cut through our new store, Castaways, where our rescue dogs and all our rescue magnets and T-shirts and stuff.
Oh,
that's part of the tour.
That's great.
And we end at Memorial Park, where we begin, and we have vendors there. We encourage vendors with animal gifts, items to join us, and we have contests for the animals, and we have games and food, and it's just a great day, and all the proceeds go to help the rescue animals.
And you are, of course, looking for those vendors and other people to participate.
Yes, we are definitely looking for vendors. They can go to our website and get all the information, and we really want to pack it out and make it a great day.
Okay, and again, that's coming up June 6th. Got a few months yet, but information is on your website.
Absolutely. We got to kick it into gear now, because before I know it, it'll be here.
All right, and if you'd like to participate in the walk, definitely put that on your calendar. Again, June 6th, Port Jeff Village. And what's your website again?
It's www.saveapetli.org.
All right.
All one word.
We'll repeat that later in the broadcast as well. And there's a few programs going on and some great pets that you have up for adoption. We'll talk about a few of them in just a few moments. Too many to mention, unfortunately.
I know.
But we will get to that in a few seconds. First, let's talk about your foster program. I know you're looking for people to foster newborn kittens.
Yes, we are. The season is here. We have our first litter of kittens that arrived at Save a Pet yesterday, 4 little 3-week-old kittens that need to be bottle fed. They had no mother around, so we took them in, and one of my fabulous foster moms, Lillian, took them home to bottle feed them. They'll come back to us when they're 8 weeks old, and they'll be put up for adoption. but there's going to be so many of them, and I'm going to have to turn them away. The more foster people we have to bottle feed kittens, the more we can help them.
Mm. So you need people who can take these kittens into their home for until they're about 8 weeks old, and it's really a round-the-clock thing. It's like having a newborn baby.
Yeah, when they're babies, when they're just born, it's every 2 hours through the night. When they can start to go without getting up in the night, when they're about 3 weeks old, you can feed them like 11:30 and then 6 a.m. But until they're 3 weeks old, it's a lot around the clock.
Mm. So, but if it's not a long-term commitment, so if you can spare that few weeks of work, you know, around the clock, you could certainly use the help.
Absolutely. And it's so great. Bottle feeding a kitten is just to watch them thrive. You get so much reward out of it. And knowing that you're helping these little kittens that out there would die without us, it's very rewarding.
Hmm. Now, a lot of the pets that you take in, these homeless pets, have medical needs. Obviously, they all have to eat. There's training and so forth. So it takes a lot of money to run a nonprofit shelter like yours. And you've got all kinds of fundraising programs. We mentioned the event coming up, Hounds on the Sound. Something you just started is called Clunkers for Critters. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Clunkers for Critters is a great program because we're trying to find innovative ways for the shelter to make money without people actually dipping into their pockets because the economy is so bad and there's just all kinds of, you know, all the charities are doing terribly now. So if you have an old clunker, an old car, and you want to donate it to Save a Pet, we have Gershow will come pick it up, Gershow Recycling, which has plants all over. I thought that was just the one in Medford, but they're in Brooklyn, the Nassau. So anybody on Long Island, we can get it picked up within 24 hours. And Save a Pet gets a donation for it. We usually get about $200 per car. So and it doesn't have to be a clunker. If you have a nice car that you want to donate to us, that's great. And you'll have an even larger tax deduction. And we can sell the car and make more money for the shelter.
Right. So if you want to do that, get the tax deduction, by all means, you can give you a call and, again, go to the website and get more information on that as well. All right, let's talk about some of the critters that you have in the shelter right now that are looking for homes. And sometimes you get adult pets whose owners have to give them up for one reason or another. And I know one case you have right now involves two adult Cocker Spaniels. Tell us about them.
Yes, these two dogs were from a house of 15 dogs, so they definitely get along with other dogs. Their owner passed away. They are two beautiful, sweet, gentle Cocker Spaniels, and right now they're just terrified. You know, they're going from living with an elderly person every day to being homeless. Mm. And it's sad to watch this, but they are adjusting. We bring them behind the desk with us, and we pet them. And we have a wonderful dog walking program, which we always also need volunteers for. And they are about 7 years old. Housebroken, neutered, vaccinated, the whole nine yards, microchipped, and they're just looking for good homes. You know, they don't have to go together. They just need good homes, and they're very sweet, beautiful dogs. You can look at them on our website, too.
You know, everyone always wants a puppy, but it's wonderful to adopt an adult dog, isn't it? You know,
I don't want a puppy. I just got done, and I love dogs. Puppies are a lot of work.
They are.
Round the clock. We just moved into our new house. My two younger dogs, they're chewing everything. It's a lot of work. And bringing Rocco in the house now, he's an adult dog. He's mellow. He's great. He's housebroken.
Mm-hmm.
There's really something to be said for the older dogs.
There really is.
They paved the way. And
they're housebroken. They're trained in a lot of cases, like in the case of the two Cocker Spaniels. They had a loving owner who took care of them.
Absolutely.
Again, trained, housebroken. They're not chewing. They're not obnoxious. They're friendly. They're socialized. There's really no negatives to getting an adult
negatives.
Dog.
None. And these, all the dogs we have at Save a Pet, we temperament test everything. We do food aggression testing on them. We have to cut them a little bit of slack because they're stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
But they're sweet, wonderful dogs. The shelters are full of them. I'm begging people to adopt, not to shop at a pet store. The shelters all over Long Island are filled with dogs. You know, Save a Pet, Kent Animal Shelter, all the shelters, come and adopt.
And you have a lot of those shelters come down on Hounds on the Sound Day, too, don't you?
Yes, we invite the shelters to come. They can bring dogs for adoption. We do charge the vendors' fees, but we don't charge any of the shelters' fees if they want to bring some dogs for adoption. Depending on the weather and the heat, it's tough, but I love to work together with the other shelters so we can, you know, together we can make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you have another dog that's up for adoption at Save a Pet. Same situation, another adult, and his name is Lucky.
Yes, Lucky is a beautiful shepherd mix. His owner passed away. Lucky was at the house by himself. When his owner passed away, the police came. The police walked in the house. Lucky wagged his tail. He's the sweetest thing. He has a thyroid condition, which is controllable. He's going to need medication every day, but it's very inexpensive. And he's a typical example of a seasoned dog that just wants a place to be loved, hang out, sleep in front of the fire, lay at your feet, and give you unconditional love.
Yeah, that's terrific. And again, all the pluses of an adult dog. He's already fixed. He's 7 years old. He's a mature.
Absolutely.
Again, no negatives.
All his medicals done, the blood work, we're doing blood chemistries on. We do that for all the older dogs. Mm-hmm. So we know exactly what we're dealing with when we adopt them out.
How many dogs and cats do you have at any given time at Save a Pet?
We have about, between 75 and 100 at any given time. So we're very packed. All the shelters are packed.
And you could have more if you had more space. I know people
are
coming every day.
I always say if I had space for 1,000 dogs, I'd have 2,000 dogs.
Right.
If I had space for 1,500 cats, I'd have 2,500 cats.
Mm. And for people who have hard luck situations and have to give up their beloved pets, I know you're often their first call because you are a no-kill shelter.
Right. And the one thing about Save a Pet that I don't know is possible with other shelters, if for some reason you can't keep the animal that we've adopted out to you, we always take them back. I have two 11-year-old cats coming back to me because the girl that adopted them 11 years ago when I was doing Save a Pet out of my house has a baby now, and the baby is severely allergic, and they're devastated that they have to give them up, but I'm always there. I'm always the backup guardian for these animals. It's going to be tough to adopt out two 11-year-old cats. But just like dogs, older cats are great. They live long lives. They could live to be 16 years old. So I really encourage people to consider an older animal.
Mm. And perhaps the most important thing you do is getting out that message about animal overpopulation. And please spay
and neuter.
Neuter your dogs and cats and think adoption first.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. So again, Hounds on the Sound is coming up June 6th. You're looking for foster families for kittens. You're looking for old cars, your Clunkers for Critters
Absolutely.
Program. If anyone's interested in anything, any of those programs or anything we've mentioned today, they can call you. What's your number?
It's 631-473-6333.
Okay. And your website?
www.saveapetli.org.
All right. Dori Schofield from Save a Pet, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Thank you, Donna.
For Island Assignment, I'm Donna Vaughn.